Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel, we finished our study of verses 20 through 25, and I was about to start the invitation. Please listen as I continue.
Firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Now, if you're listening today and you're not sure if you died, that heaven is your home, I want to share this with you. Isaiah 1:18, we read, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord." Now, not that Andy Bloom said it or anybody else, saith the Lord. "Though your sins be as scarlet," oh, the color of sin is scarlet, "they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson," oh, really bad sin. Color of sin is scarlet and red. "They shall be as wool." When God said, "Let us reason together," he's talking about confessing your sin. He's not talking about concessions and compromise. You see, the Bible tells 2 Corinthians 5 that we're to be reconciled to God, not God to man. No, man needs to be reconciled to God. "For God leaves none of his holiness in order to have you reconciled to him. He does not meet you halfway. Rather, Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, God who is a spirit," and the Bible lets us know that God in spirit, Father, God in spirit, Son, God in spirit, Holy Ghost, the Son left heaven's presence "and took on flesh. He entered Mary, and the flesh began to be formed as the Father formed the flesh inside of Mary. And he was born the Son of God, physically, as he always had been spiritually. His physical sonship did not start till Jerusalem 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, but really, his physical is one thing, but his spiritual, he always was the Son of God. He was born that day. He lived 33 and a half years of a perfect life, so that when he was on the cross as a lamb without spot, he was able to shed his precious blood for all your sin for all time. 1 John 2:2 says that his blood is the propitiation for the sin of the whole world. The whole world. It's not limited in what it can do. It's not limited in its atonement. Jesus paid it all. And his promise is that if you come to him, he'll in no wise cast you out, but you receive him as your Lord and Savior. You see, Jesus come to die for you. You turn to him as your God. You don't just turn and say, "Okay, I want Jesus to save me. I want to go ahead and live in sin and enjoy this life. But yeah, I don't want to go to hell either." No. You're turning to him. The Bible likens this relationship to him as marriage. You don't go through a wedding ceremony and just say, "Okay, now I want to go out and date these other people and just have fun and all of that, but I thank you for marrying me and letting me be a part of your life." Oh, no, you don't do that. That's not a marriage. When you come to Jesus Christ, you're giving him your heart and life. Now, not the marriages of men, they're not perfect. There are good marriages, there are average marriages, and there are bad marriages, but at least they're 100% better than those that would not make a commitment and just move in and live together. I know, I've been in homes and offered to buy a license if they'd get married, and they would not. And so, my friend, they knew the difference. And it's the same in salvation. That's why in Genesis 2:24, God said even before the fall of man that a man would leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. See, a lot of people are out there today depending on, I said this one particular prayer. Oh, well, I'm glad you did. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But were you doing it as a true commitment? Were you coming to him as your Lord and Savior? Or were you just saying these words like they were hocus pocus, magic words? If I say these words, I'm going to heaven. No, you're believing that Jesus shed his blood and died for you. He paid a terrible price for your sin that would make you acceptable before God. He's the one who, although his blood was shed, his spirit was tormented for the punishment that you deserved, the torment that man receives in hell. He received it all for you because he loves you. But you got to admit, I'm a sinner that deserves to go to hell. Every person born in this world, that's our destiny. We're all sinners. We're born with that sin nature. And we only make it worse because we sin throughout our lifetime. We're sinners who deserve to go to hell. Jesus died for our sins. He paid it in full. He was buried and went to heaven, preparing a place for us now, for those who will receive him. He says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. So he says in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, he is Lord, he is God Almighty, come in the flesh, Jesus, the one who died for you, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, for he has risen bodily, literally. He says, thou shalt be saved, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, he'll save you if you'll call upon him. Would you do that right now? I am going to form a prayer. My prayer will only be words if you didn't mean it, if you're not going to enter that personal relationship with him. You want saved from your sin. You want sin's power removed. You want sin's penalty removed. And then that day when you're taken to heaven, you want to have sin's presence removed. And you can do that by receiving him right now. Would you do that right now in faith? Receive him. And just pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for all my sins. I believe that he was buried and 3 days later rose up bodily from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and into my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? We want to help you out. We want you to help you to grow in this new Christian life. You can go to our website that our announcer will give to you here in just a few minutes. And you can look under Booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom, and you'll see there one called Building Blocks. And it'll tell you how to grow in your new Christian life. That'd be the first one I'd start on. There are other books there that you can read that I've written that would be a help to you, but that's the first one to start on. If you don't have access to a computer and you can't open and download those things, then, my friend, I would encourage you to write us that we might send a booklet to you. Write us and let us know. We want to hear from you. We want to know that God is using this broadcast. And so if this broadcast is a blessing, you're saved, you know it, and you just want us to know that he's using this broadcast in your life, let's call this Letter Month, and you just write us and let us know. Now, again, I remind you, we want you to go to Israel with us. Be listening to the next broadcast for the announcements on Israel, November 6th through the 14th, 2017. I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
is truth.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plans my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands, firmly stands.
This is Pastor Andy Bloom. I'm finished just about 3.5 minutes early with our broadcast today, and when Mr. Vaught told me about it, I was just so glad that we do have this 3.5 minutes, because I want to talk to you about our trip to Israel. Now, as you know, I have been announcing at the start of each new section about our trip to Israel. Perhaps I haven't made it clear enough, but we will be going November 6th through the 14th. And what I would like to have from you, our listener, that would like to go, I would like for you to send a $300 payment as a, you might say, a retainer, something that lets us know you're going. And you see, the reason we ask you to do that is it helps us to reserve spaces on the airplane and to make sure that we ensure that we have a place for everyone. And so just that little $300 thing would be a great help. Now, we are flying out of New York from JFK Airport. You may be able, as a listener, to get there on your own. And if you are able to get there on your own, then the cost out of there would simply be $2,793. And from New York to Tel Aviv, that's a straight flight, and so that would be great. We're going on LL Airlines, the safest airline you can be on, so I just really am excited about going on LL. I have flown with them before, and believe me, it is a good ride. Now, in Israel, of course, you will buy your own lunches and your own souvenirs, but breakfasts and suppers will be provided, and of course your meals on the airplane is provided. All of that is provided. All those things are included. There will be some things that the tour company gives you, small gifts, and that'll be great as well. I would just ask that you pray about coming with us to Israel. I teach the Bible at every place, and when I have another pastor with me, I will allow that pastor to also teach the Bible at a certain place, and I just need to be in contact with him to know and to give him the place where I would like him to speak. In addition to that, if he brings people with him, and although you've been baptized, you'd like to be baptized again in the Jordan River, there's just something special about that. I have baptized the same people several times in that river just because it is so special for them. And so your pastor could do that. If your pastor had no one with him, I would let him baptize me and I would baptize him. And that would be fine as well. We just need, though, a $300 deposit from you and to try to reserve that, but also talk to the deacons in your church about sending your pastor and his wife to Israel with us. I would be so glad to have him come. And we would be glad to have you come as well. You can register online. Our announcer gives you our email address at the end of each day's broadcast. Please click on and listen in, get that address, and look us up and follow along.